Our wet season is officially underway. Our first alert weather definition of our wet season is three straight days with at least half of the area getting rain that's not caused by what we call a synoptic storm system. In other words, a large-scale storm system, which would be a low-pressure area, or even a tropical storm or something like that, or a front. In this case, our storms are driven by the sea breeze and storm interactions and outflow boundaries. That's called the mesoscale. And when that happens 3 days in a row with at least half the area getting rainfall, that's the start of our wet season. So this year, it's underway on June 24th because yesterday was the third straight day meeting that definition. And today will be day four in a row and tomorrow day five before things begin to change just a little bit. I mentioned it yesterday. A change in the pattern today and tomorrow will be that the West Coast sea breeze becomes a little bit more dominant. So we'll see a few showers and storms as early as this morning on the Big Bend and northwestern portions of Florida. That starts to work its way eastward. The Atlantic sea breeze will try to develop and start to move inland a little bit. The two collide and bang, you get your thunderstorms developing. But they'll be moving already into the area just west of Jacksonville by late morning. And so between noon and 3 p.m., the way it looks, generally moving from west to east across Jacksonville and northeastern Florida, and then out of here, moving offshore. And while there could be a bit of isolated development behind that, once the sun comes back out, it would be pretty hit and miss. Same pattern then for tomorrow. So we still see a fair amount of shower and thunderstorm activity, but it's a little bit more of a different scenario, the movement and then the window of when they're going to occur, midday and into the afternoon, and then diminishing by late in the day. And then as we head into the weekend and early next week, we go back to the pattern that we've had more recently, and that's a more active East Coast sea breeze. So it'll be a partly sunny, hot weekend right on into Monday. Temperatures will reach at least the mid-90s, if not the upper 90s. Feel like temperatures above 100. We'll get at least a few afternoon storms each day, though the coverage should be a little bit lower, but still locally heavy storms. So we are certainly in the midst of our wet season. And the tropics are heating up, too. Been talking about this all week long and writing about it and talking in the tropics with Mike. Disturbance in the Caribbean, which is also known as 94L, is continuing to move quite swiftly west-northwestbound. The speed of the movement of the wave, plus a fair amount of shear in the area, limiting true development at the moment. But there's some chance by tomorrow or Saturday that this is trying to develop, if not before it gets to Central America or Mexico, eventually over perhaps the Bay of Campeche or the southwestern portions of the Gulf of Mexico, which of course has been the hot spot so far this season, which is a little more than about 4 weeks old now. But the upshot is stays far away from Florida. There'll certainly be no local impacts, but heads up for parts of Central America, Mexico, and potentially the southwestern Gulf. And then an even more active tropical wave, known as 95L, is out over the eastern Atlantic, and it too is moving pretty swiftly west-northwestbound. This is a classic, both of these actually are classic African waves, which is early in the season to be seeing them, but we're not at all surprised. This is the kind of setup we anticipated. The good news is right now, it looks like the Bermuda High will continue to be strong enough for this wave, as well as the first one that I was talking about over the Caribbean, to continue to take that low road. But it's still early in the game on this second wave that's over the eastern Atlantic. Things could change a little bit, and the forecast models have been less than consistent so far. Not surprising, given it hasn't truly developed yet, and there's still a good amount of time between now and its potential movement through the Caribbean, which may be a bit either way of the 4th of July. That's something I've been touting about all week long. So that's one to watch, especially in the Caribbean. Anybody traveling in the Caribbean islands, it would appear it continues to take the low road, which would be south of Florida, but that is not a certainty yet. So obviously, we'll keep a close eye on that, too. And you know, you can get all the latest every single day updated and talking the tropics with Mike at WOKV.com. It actually ActionNewsJax.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.